Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John, Swerve G, Pimpin' Sweet, Big Baby, your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Lego. Hot Talk Radio, today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gonna respect this motherfucking precious
babe on the beat. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Radio,
radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio,
it's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL. It's Lady Libra, y'all. It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper. Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, G, Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, yo boy, Big Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming to Talk Radio. Live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL.
We coming from the street.
Coming from the street, from the street, street. We took to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We take it to your sheets, to your sheets, to your sheets. We drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat, we drop that heat. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. It's Hot Talk Radio,
radio,
radio. Let's go. Hey,
yeah.
What up, Lady Libra?
Yeah.
What up, DJ Trapper John?
Yeah.
You know we working with your boy Big Baby. Word G, what's up? Pimpin' Sweet, I see you, cut. Yeah, yeah. You already know what time it is, man. Let's get the show started. Hot Talk Radio.
I just want to give a special shout out to all those super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so hard to get y'all basic ass bitches to unleash the bitch in you. That bitch said super beaches. God damn it, I like it.
Talk Radio.
Say yeah, yes, 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 yes,
Baby, can I have a taste? Yeah, What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. You know, that's my song right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, when you got a heavy career sitting on faces, any song that's, you know, singing about can a nigga have a taste will be very important to you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to what I'm drinking. Shout out to what I'm smoking. I got my Road Dog in the building tonight. What's happening, CJ? I mean, Trapper John? I mean, are you like Pimp & Sweet got 18 different names?
You know, I got about a million names. But you already know what to do, man. It's your boy, Trapper John. We in the motherfucking building. We doing it real big. We doing it how we always do. It's Tuesday. Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, man. What's up? Oh, y'all already know what to do. We in the building, man. Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. We in the motherfucking building, and we doing it how we like to do it. It's about that time for us to unwind. All right, y'all. Pimp, players, gangsters, hustlers. This is what we all talk about. What's the topic for today, Lady Libra?
It's Too Stupid Tuesday.
This is Too Stupid Tuesday. So we're going to talk
right
about all the stupid-ass shit that motherfuckers do.
But you know what, Trump John? I think, you know, stupid is one of them words that's got, you know, a flip side of definition, like the word nasty. You know, like, I heard y'all be like, man, that shit was stupid. And I was like,
yeah.
Y'all saying like it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like, we're going to be going back and forth with this word tonight.
Stupid booty. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I understand.
You said I got a stupid booty. What?
I said that, girl. I didn't say nothing about Lady Libra.
You better not say a damn thing about me.
Hey, don't you gotta worry
you
about that.
You keep my name out your mouth. I got something that can go in your mouth.
Nah.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna play those games.
Oh, yeah, we gonna play it.
Nah, you ain't gonna be out at my house out there, you know what I'm saying, knocking on the door like a little cat looking for some milk. Nah.
Oh, is that how you have
them?
Is that
nah
how you have them?
I'm just saying.
Is that
you
how
ain't
you
gonna
have
play
them? I'm just saying. Is that how you have them? You have like a little cat knocking at the door.
I'm just at the door. Just, yeah, you know. Once you feed them, they don't make, you know, shit.
You feeding stray animals. You feeding strays now. See, it's stupid if you be feeding strays.
I'm just saying.
You gotta respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
Yeah, I heard know what to do, man. Ain't no disrespect it right here, man. You ain't getting nothing. But y'all already know what to do, man. We're gonna make some shit happen, man. It's Too Stupid Tuesday. I got a lot of shit going on. So you gonna have to kinda back me up. Alright, Lady Libra, let's go.
It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday again on Hot Talk Radio, baby. The show where the pimps, players, hustlers, trappers, and gangsters enlighten the world on the topic at hand. In my case, I'm all of the motherfucking above. Stupid. Let's break this shit down. Because somebody over in, what's some of our new country we've been, that's it. I can't even remember so many. You know, y'all say make sure y'all keep, you know, watching my page for the updates on the different countries as they check in, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is a little slow. But however, as we get the reports in, we will keep you posted and updated. Lacking intelligence or common sense. Given to unintelligent decisions or acts, acting in an unintelligent or careless manner, dulled in feeling or sensation. See, somebody didn't know that when your body don't have no feeling, you stupid. You know, when it, you know, you, yeah. You know, like you sit somewhere so long and then all of a sudden you can't have, you can't feel your leg. That's stupid. I mean, I know. I mean, you learn something new every day. That's what Hot Talk Radio is here for, to enlighten y'all, you know, one show at a time. We are to save the people. Shout out to all the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. We're trying so hard to get y'all stupid, basic motherfuckers to unleash the bitch in you. Now, I got after nails of stupid witches because, you know, I had a few that have stalked me. And so, you know, along with the basic bitches, our arch nemesis are the stupid witches. The slow, timid, unattractive, plain, dingy, insecure, and dumb motherfuckers of the world. Yeah. See, you know, hey, you have to, I already be done, you know, prophesize this shit. I just bring forth the lesson. Now, lacking interest or point. See, if something don't catch your interest or has no point, it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? What are some stupid-ass things you have witnessed during income tax season? That's going to be funny. What are some of the stupid things you have witnessed on Facebook? Describe a stupid event that you have attended. What is the most stupid thing you have seen a nigga do to try to get some pussy? What is the most stupid thing you have seen a basic bitch do to try to get a man? High Top Radio is eradicating the world of this stupid behavior tonight. Don't be stupid and miss this show. You know what I'm saying? Don't be stupid now. Don't be stupid. I just gave y'all the definitions of stupid. So don't be sitting there being stupid and not listening to the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody thought my pussy was motherfucking playing.
Must be stupid.
Now, in the meantime, in between time, since Trapper John said I got a stupid booty, I got hydraulics on it.
Hydraulic song. Black girl, hydraulic song. Skinny girl, hydraulic song. Fat girl, hydraulic song.
Yes. I see you over there getting stupid with them hydraulics. Over there just getting stupid.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I do that for a living. I get stupid for a living. Now I'm trying to understand, like, how can y'all take a word that has such a fucked up meaning and make it sound so good, just like y'all do with nasty? You know, like we did with That's Nasty, having thoughts on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out how y'all took the word stupid and it really, really has a positive meaning on the flip side.
Well, actually, it all started back with Michael Jackson, I'm Bad. And when he said he was bad, he wasn't talking about bad. He was talking about bad meaning good. And so us homeboys, we got together and we rallied and we said, hey, everything is bad is really good. So if I say you have a stupid booty, then that means you have a stupid booty. I mean, awesome. That means, like, if I say, hey, you know, that's real dirty, you know. I mean, that's dirty. You know, hey.
So basically, it's y'all ploy to make negative words positive.
Exactly. Yeah.
You must not be on your happy juice tonight because you're a little delayed.
Slightly, yeah.
Okay. So basically, when y'all say, I mean, because, you know, I say sometimes, why are you stupid? But really, I be saying it because the person may be being comical or something of that nature. I don't mean it in the worst way. I mean it in a, you know, why are you silly? You know what I'm saying? You stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's no longer a derogatory term. Just like I have taken the word bitch and made it uplifting. You're beautiful, you're intellectual, you're talented, charismatic, and honorable. Now, stupid is something you don't want to be because stupid, I still got a negative connotation with that word, with my acronyms. It's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I mean, I say everybody gives power to words. I'm saying, you know, you could take, you know, that's like the word nigga. You know what I'm saying? Some people can say it, some people can't. You know, but it's basically what you got coming behind the word, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or in front of the word. So if I say fuck you, nigga, then that's different than what's up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's different.
Right.
You feel me?
Like
so,
I said,
so it's all about
super bitch versus nasty bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You catching on? Exactly.
But if I say,
it's a difference between a super bitch and just a regular bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, if I say bitch, shut up, and I say super bitch, shut up, it's two different things.
Okay. But see, I want to say something about, because, you know, nasty was one of those words that had a flip side to it, like stupid, you know. So I can't say what's happening, nasty bitch, and that mean good, because nasty mean good to y'all. Y'all talking, man, that nigga called nasty. You know, I mean, y'all confusing me.
I'm just saying, it goes with what you're saying. I mean, it depends on the topic and the subject. You know what I mean? It depends on the subject matter. Now, everything can't be nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like a car, that can be nasty. Now, a pussy, it can't be nasty. Yeah,
okay,
that ain't
so
that's
not
good.
Nasty
bitch is not good.
Okay, but so stupid bitch is not good either. But you know, a bitch can have a stupid booty, but she can't be stupid.
Yeah, she can't be stupid. Exactly.
Okay, well, you know, you got one of you pimp players, guys with hustle stoppers. Just saying,
mm-hmm.
You gotta say that, you know, to add to this topic because we're trying to I'm trying to understand how y'all can say certain things to be okay, but, you know, in some instances, you'll get your ass beat if you use it in the wrong way. King Josh.
Yes. You know how to address that. You know how to address that, man. Don't.
I said King Josh. Oh, sorry. Group of super niggas that's kings. I'm sorry.
Hey, wait. A group of super niggas that just so happened to
that.
Be kings. You say it right.
A group of super niggas that just happened to be
right.
Kings.
You gotta say it right.
A group
say
of
right,
super niggas
right.
That just so happened to be kings. My God.
Hey, say it with some enthusiasm like you mean it.
I did. I said it. A group of super niggas that just so happened to be kings.
Right on.
I'll say it like you got a dick in your mouth.
Right on.
A group of super niggas that just so happened to be kings.
I love it.
That. That's the way I want you to say it all the time.
Oh, fuck you, nigga. I ain't saying shit.
Just like that.
So stupid ass.
Right on.
Yeah.
I think it's outside. That's blunt. They outside, parking the vehicles. They'll be in momentarily.
That's what's up. You know, ain't no party like Pastor Blunt and Deacon Dimebag party. Ain't no party like that. Ain't no party when Samoa Johnson come in the building.
Y'all party be stupid.
It be stupid. And we had stupid Passover.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask King Jah. Because I actually got this topic from all y'all crazy ass. I just had to combine it. Because, I watch y'all pages to see, you know, what's going on in your head. You know, me being a therapist and all, Dr. Lady Lever in the building. And what I do is I assess what you all are bitching about on Facebook, and I take and poll all of it together. Because I know that if it's something going on with y'all, then it's the world has a concern as well. And it's my job to, you know, to gather all the information and, you know, get the facts together and then dissect the situation and then replenish the earth with knowledge.
Make
sense.
That's right.
That's
your job.
I was looking on your page, and it was something stupid on the page. And let me go back, because somebody don't know what stupid means once again. Okay. So we came to the conclusion that, yes, stupid is one of those words that has a double meaning that's the polar opposite of what the original meaning says, the one that Webster said, because we found out that stupid means wonderful at the same damn time. But in this particular way that I was, you know, assessing the word stupid, it was more like lacking intelligence or common sense. So it was a situation where you were speaking upon income tax season, because if I'm not correct, I think as of today it turned into income tax season. So
right. What
are some of the stupid things that you have witnessed during income tax season? Big Baby has just
checked it. Oh, it's stupid season.
Oh, it's stupid season?
That's it. It's stupid season.
What I think we're speaking upon is Webster's definition of stupid. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think that you want us to actually touch on right now, because, you know, when we live in the trial, everything, we do stupid because we go hard at a motherfucker. But, see, everybody don't understand our lingo, so we're going to take it back to what people are more familiar with, and they're more familiar with Webster, because, like I said, not too many people know what go on in the trap. That's why we have to inform them that if you don't know what go on in the trap, don't come to the trap. You dig?
Big Baby at the trap right now. That's why
he
ain't saying
like that. But see, Big Baby, he holding the trap down. It's a difference.
Exactly. Don't even discuss. As a matter of fact, when you address Big Baby, you already know you're supposed to call him DJ Yeah Ho.
But not only that, His name said, oh, Big Baby. Shit, he holding the trap down.
Exactly.
I think his name is stupid.
Exactly. His name's stupid because he go hard in the motherfucking paint. No.
And he also, why he just sitting there with his mouth, with his mic open and won't say nothing?
Yeah, man. Hey, look. Hold up. First of all, you got a group of super niggas together. So in order for all of us to get our point across, each of us has to take our time and articulate to the people what we're trying to say. You dig?
Okay. Well,
exactly.
I also happened to see you going the fuck off yesterday about these stupid-ass people doing stupid-ass income tax time season, which just so happens to have started today on Martin Luther King's birthday. I think it's an insult. Why you got to start on his birthday when they give you back your money that they've been saving for you all year?
But look. Let me tell you something, though. They call it the government for a reason because they have to govern people's money because, like, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, now, they come way back in the day now. This ain't something that just got started, so let me be clear. But throughout my years of doing my research and reading and just, you know what I'm saying, gathering all the facts, the educated guess that I come up with is that the government feels that people are too stupid to actually govern their own money. So what they do in turn is they take a percentage of what your hard-earned dollars are and just basically say, well, we just going to hold on to this for you, and we need to take care of some things in America. Now, at the end of the year, once we take care of everything in America, we going to give you your bread back. And so what people, they fail to realize and they don't get, and I hope they're listening to me right now, what they don't get is that you go through a whole year, like year before that. I see it every fucking year. All my years on this world, I see it every fucking year. And the thing is, people go the whole year and spend all their fucking money. Then come Christmas time, they be running, trying to fucking buy all these Christmas gifts, and they forgot the meaning of Christmas. That's number two. Then you don't put yourself so far in a hole to where you not only done fucked up your money for the entire year. Now, let's see. It's 365 days. Now, take 31 off of them, and we got 334 days. So, out of all them months, 11 months that you gone and fucked up your money, now you realize, well, damn, little Pee Wee ain't got no bicycle, and little Baby needs some too. So now you got to run, borrow, beg, and scramble and do everything else, and then try to wait for your income tax check to try to catch up on other shit. But, instead of they dumbasses catching up on shit that they done already fucked up, they'll go out and make more debt by trying to go out and buy some more new shit and get another debt on a car, a house, some other shit you can't pay for. So now you taking yourself in debt, and people don't see where the economy suffers for that when you got a whole lot of greedy bastards in the world doing the same shit. That's all I'm saying.
It ain't the same shit. It's the same stupid shit.
Right on.
It's too stupid Tuesday.
Right on. And that's just
exactly.
Too stupid.
It's just stupid.
How many years are you going to work your ass off for somebody else when all actuality, you could take the profit that you done worked all that year with the government done saved that money, take that money, put it back, and invest in your damn self by maybe starting you up a business, maybe invest in some stock. Hell, you playing the fucking lottery. Why not take the money that you done spent all year trying to hit a lottery that's 1 in a billion chances and invest it in some stocks and bonds? But, hey, that seems like the right thing to do. So, yeah, you're right. This Too Stupid Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
They're like, bitch, this is stupid. Then they're going to suck my dick and I ain't going to nothing in their mouth. This is stupid.
What? You a dumb dog.
Wait a damn minute. Wait a minute. Now, where the hell that come from?
It came straight out the trap.
That's it.
Your wretched ass.
Hey, call it what you want. Call it what you want. But you know what you better be. You better know that when you go down now, you won't come back up with a mouthful. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. Just know it's going to make you stupid. That's it.
Let me take it a step further.
He done figured out he's playing with the switchboard now.
No. I'm going to take it a step further than that.
Uh-huh.
It's too stupid Tuesday, right?
Right.
How in the hell do these people expect for the people that are out in, like, Connecticut and all of that, the media, too stupid media, because of the simple fact that, don't you see, the only thing that you're doing is rewarding these idiots that's going out here shooting up and doing everything else? Why do you cover only negative shit in the news? That's just stupid to me. You know what I'm saying? You don't cover interesting topics like Denzel Washington giving, you know what I'm saying, $5 million to the hospital that was about to get closed. You don't hear that. You hear about a guy going into the elementary school, killing all the kids, and then they want to say that he's psychologically unstable.
Money, sex, violence, drugs. That's it. Money, sex, violence, and drugs. If it ain't about that shit, then you ain't getting hurt. That's what people want to hear. Motherfuckers don't want to hear some good shit you did. Motherfuckers don't want to hear nothing joyous. Motherfuckers like, what the fuck you happy for? You know what I'm saying? You say good morning. They're like, what's good about this morning? You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers don't want to hear nothing good. They don't want to hear you shining. They don't want to hear that you got them doing your damn thing. They want to hear that, oh, my lights got cut off. Oh, shit, man, my food stamps didn't come. You know what I'm saying? They want to hear they want to hear some bullshit.
They want to hear about when you filed for divorce. They want to hear about when your baby mama done sold all the food stamps and y'all ain't got no food. That's what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. They want to hear the stupid shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
The stupid ratchet shit.
Hey, you say no to ratchet hoe Trevor John King.
You know what?
Yeah.
Cherry, brush it, baby. Wanna spend about 20 G. Gucci drop 380, baby. Want the color clarity. Necklaces are heaven, mate. Hit the club, then leave the club, then come back with another shine. Tiny mouse is icy dog. Process is just stupid. Yellow, blue, black, green, and white. The diamonds match the groove is. Easily and as a stone pick is like a movie. Truly, I'm a walking lead. Gucci man, that's talking great. You ain't gon' talk no chicken dog, who you talking to? 7:30 in the kitchen, they about to go to school. Saturday I'm cooking chickens, mama about to go to work. Sunday Gucci cooking chickens, granny about to go to church. Cocaine a shawty, breaking down to chicken stall, about to cut the shako. All these extra grams might as well go buy a Chaco. Gucci map a mayor, Gucci mess a player. Rippin' East Atlanta, that's 10 minutes from Decatur. I'ma match our cars and our belts gon' match our gators. You can sweat like Gucci cause you don't got enough flavor. Heavy on the licorice, then it's ridiculous. Chickens are magnificent, I'm not very articulate.
shit, what the benefit? Shouted, what the business? Every night is Valentine, every day is Christmas. Gucci, what the benefit? Shouted, what the business? Every night is Valentine, every day is Christmas. My man stupid, and my wife stupid. Girl, I'm not stupid, girl, I'm not stupid. All day stupid, BDS stupid. Girl, it's bitch Gucci, girl, I got it fruited. My girlfriend says she love me, but I need the jury. What's it called, the carriage? Got your girlfriend kind of curious. Yeah. I drop my verses, then I go and drop the chorus. Then I'm out to move back to my trap, you know I'm boiling. Time for restored, they told me record it. Say you charging 30 like the Gucci can't afford it. Gucci charging 40, dog, that's a couple burners. Gucci stupid jury, dog, I don't think you heard me.
Taxes, man. What is stupid? You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that is motherfuckers that pay insurance. You know what I'm saying? What if you don't never get in no accident? You never get your money back. And then if you get in an accident, you still got to pay a deductible. That shit is stupid. You know what I'm saying? You might have your car for like forever and don't never have an accident. You never get that money back. You should be able to get a loan off that shit or something. For
what's
real.
Stupid, Captain John, is that if you never get in an accident, you know, you still have to pay it. But if you get in an accident for the first time, after that, the insurance goes up. That's what is stupid.
That shit is stupid. For real. That's just the biggest scam ever. You know what I'm saying? What if you don't never get that shit? It's like what the fuck? It's like if you change cars. Or, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That shit should follow you. Now you got to get some more insurance. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You got to add on to some shit. That shit is crazy. You know what I mean?
What's stupid is that they do the rates based on the kind of car and the color. So what you're saying is if I'm an excellent driver, but just so happen I got me a red Ferrari, now I'm going to go do some, now I'm going to get reckless? That's stupid.
Yep, that's exactly right. What them bastards saying.
Yeah, and if you're a black nigga up under 25, they get real stupid with you.
Hey, you better put that shit in your daddy's name like I used to.
For real. That's stupid, man.
Shit, man. I'm talking about my daddy cut for me because he told me, he like, man, he couldn't put me on his insurance till I was 22 because, you know what I'm saying, he was a senior citizen, paid his shit like every 8 months. Man, them folks told him, well, if you put him on your insurance, you're going to have to pay your shit every month. My dad's like, fuck y'all.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know what I mean? Like, what if you go your whole life without never getting in an accident?
That's
car insurance that you've been paying forever.
Because, see, that was his point. He like, shit, he an excellent driver. What if he don't get in no accident? Then what? I'm still got to pay this shit. And they were like, look.
Pay the
they were like, oh, hell no. This ain't going to happen. And that's stupid shit.
That's stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? That just crazy, man. But, you know, we got a lot of stupid shit going on, man. Motherfuckers is doing stupid shit, saying stupid shit, being around stupid motherfuckers. Is it something going around? Is it like the flu? Like the stupid flu?
Yeah.
I'm saying, we need to know what's going on.
That's contagious. That's contagious. I stay in the house, folks. I quarantine myself.
Is
what I'm saying is, you know about the stupid I seen one income tax season? Now, you struggle all year, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, because you got a lot of kids, and, you know, that gets you back a substantial amount, you know, in a refund or what have you. You get, you know, they're like, well, okay, you have a lot of kids, so we gonna take from somebody else and give you something who ain't got no kids or who got more money and, you know, may not be struggling as bad as you. Because it's coming from somebody. This damn sure ain't coming out of the government pocket. Now.
Hold on. Are you talking about my trap bitches?
Of course. I'm the
basic ass bitches. Hell yeah, she's about the basic ass bros.
Hey, ain't nothing basic about my trap bitches, man.
Yes, it is.
I ain't mad at you, my nigga. Hey, you got a lot of them motherfuckers. Hey, I ain't mad at you, my nigga. Hey, you got them bitches running wild, you dig?
Hey, they super trap bitches.
Hey, you stupid. Ain't no such thing as a super trap basic, no. Trap and basic do not go in the same sentence with super. Don't you ever act stupid like that again. He was happy, y'all. He was at the restaurant, and because she had done got, you know, a little income fat, she tipped the waitress $50. So now you throw away money, you know what I'm saying? Then, in a month or so, what's the stupid shit is they ball out of control for a couple of weeks, not even really a month. Because they get a little, you know, a little substantial amount of money, don't do shit investment-wise with it. They just go to eating out, you know, fold it. Oh, how about they take the income tax money and give it to the baby dad to go re-up on some drugs and he run off with? That's
the
fucking
stupid. Hell yeah, he gonna fuck it up. I mean, and that shit pissed me. That's some stupid ass shit. You took it right out of my mouth. I was about to go there, but you beat me to it. But, man, look, it's like this right here. You don't give nobody no money to go make for you. Because that's the dumbest shit I ever did. Man, that's stupid ass shit right there. Because this woman gonna take her income tax money and give this nigga, who ain't got nothing, hell, he's staying with her. Then he's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go get this, I'm
going to
go get that.
Hey, hold up, man. Y'all can't be spoiling the game, man. Y'all can't be giving up. Y'all saying too much, man.
That's what you got to do, because we're finna save these people tonight. Ladies, continue, because y'all finna tell you what not to do with your income tax money. I'm sick of this shit.
Fuck that shit. Man, he's fucking up all my plans.
Man, look. Hey, folks, this right here is what I'm tired of. I'm tired of these broads crying because they done took their goddamn bread, done gave it to this nigga, and he done went off and done tricked with some other broad, done bought up. He bought some weed. Don't get it fucked up. He bought some weed. He just wasn't going to sell it.
Hey, this goes out to that stupid bitch that did that shit.
Well, cause my bitch is a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's the worst bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. On Monday, she's a bitch, on Tuesday, she's a bitch, and Wednesday, Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, come here, may a bitch. Have you ever met my bitch? Cause mom, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch.
Man, that's just a little shout out to that bitch.
Man, after my folk look, she'll take this bread and give it to this nigga. And
this nigga.
My thing is this right here. If he had a solid plan, I'm not knocking that she giving the bread to the nigga, but what I'm knocking is the reason he gave to her in order to get the money. It doesn't make any sense. So now you got two stupid motherfuckers fucking around with each other, and a fool and their money will soon part. Then by, springtime, they're going to be broke again. Then come summertime, they're going to be trying to get out Myrtle Beach. Like, just think, come February, I'm telling y'all, come February, you're going to see, check your Facebook status and all that, motherfuckers going to be stunning their ass off. They're going to have their little income tax checks. They going to have about a rack of $1,500, $2,000, whatever they done, the government saved up for them and then sent it back to them because they didn't know what to do with it. So Now, hey, since they got it, all they know what to do is Instagram their ass off and put it on Facebook and then go out to the discount mall and get them some gifts.
Really?
Oh, and
really?
Then for Valentine's Day, for Valentine's Day, you know they do it big for Valentine's Day now. You know
absolutely
what I'm saying? The hoes get treated real good during Valentine's Day. Around that time, you know, the checks start, you know, coming on now. They start cashing them. So the baby dad is because, you know, shit, if I done gave you all these children, shit, and now you finna get this $10,000 stack for these children I done gave you, you know, and then they be wanting the nigga to spend time with them. So, you know, I got some money. We can go somewhere. So then off they go to the cabins with a nigga that ain't been around all year. But then income tax time
really?
Come. They stupid ass taking them all to the cabins and all on vacation. Oh, they fall big during income tax time. Then after the money gone, the nigga back gone. Stupid.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Really?
Stupid.
Motherfuckers are stupid for buying into that shit. Tax was volunteered. Why the fuck you think they had the Boston Tea Party? Because, motherfucker, taxation without representation is against the goddamn law. Fuck that shit. It's voluntary.
Right.
Shit. Hey, you already paying taxes when you go buy some shit. When I go to the store, I'm paying taxes, goddamn. How the fuck you going to tax the same dollar 3-4 times? What the fuck? You tax it when I make it. You tax it when I goddamn go to the store. You tax it. Hey, when I go to the bank and try to get the shit out, you tax it. Man, the shit is a motherfucking scam. The shit is a ripoff. I motherfucking said it. Goddamn it. It's time for another Boston motherfucking tea party. That's what I got to
why
say.
You,
if this
you,
goes
you,
out
man.
To that bitch.
Right.
Well, I'm a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's the everyone's a bitch, she's a bitch too. All the boys and girls.
That goes out to that bitch. All right, y'all know
part,
what it do.
And the crazy part on that, dog, let me tell you something else that to me is stupid. To other people, you know what I'm saying? They may not feel as stupid because they think because they're in a new era or whatever that them old school values don't apply right now. But dig this: when I growing up, my dad always told me don't never leave home with at least have $20 in your pocket so you can get back home. I get tired of motherfuckers always saying, now this just me, America, so you know what I'm saying? If you will feel like crucifying anybody, come get me. Because I said it. This King Ja. You can follow me on Twitter, KingJa357. Now, anyway, this is the thing with me. My dad always told me don't leave home with at minimum $20. Just so when you leave home, you have some money to get back home. My thing is, I hate when people say, well, I don't carry cash, all I got is plastic. That ain't yours. And every time you use that motherfucker, you get charged off them hidden fees. And they get paid.
Hey,
you
that's what's up.
You basically paying another motherfucker to all your money and all the banks, they just fucking accounts. That's all they are.
That's it. Playing with your money. They investing your money. They loaning your money to somebody else. As soon as you put it in the bank, they loaning it out.
That's why banks and everything else was gone broke because they were loaning it out. How the fuck you got broke without everybody money?
Hey, that's how they do it. Money.
You know what I'm saying? And then, I say, this just me. Now, it's cool to actually have some cash and your plastic. Okay, if that's how you want to play it. But don't be like, well, I only carry plastic. You know, because that became, you know what I'm saying, that was no
really?
them black uppity folks thought they were doing it then. Because you remember back in the early 80s, all black
really?
Folks couldn't get a credit card, and they didn't have
really?
A credit card back then, you dig?
Is that really? It's against the law not to have no money in your pocket. You know
that
shit?
It's
against the law. It's against the law not to have a dollar in your pocket.
I'm going to tell you, when you catch me, I'm going to be ready at all times. And if you try to take mine, I'm still ready. I'm just saying.
Let the police goddamn stop you and you ain't got no money in your pocket. They're going to ask you, where you going? What the fuck you doing out? You ain't got no money. Where the fuck you going? You can't do nothing but be up there goddamn trying to rob a nigga, do some other shit. Where the fuck you going and you ain't got no money?
But on top of that, careful. You can't pay with no plastic by parking and shit.
You can't do shit. I mean, you can't do a lot with plastic. But, you know, it's against the law not to have no dollars in your pocket. And they can't lock you up for not having no money.
And these, And these people don't understand the only reason why they came with the credit card, because they couldn't govern your money. Because the streets was making so much money, they like, well, shit, you can't pay no more than $9,999.99. Because if you pay $1 more and it's 10 stacks, that's a red flag. We need to call the IRS. So I can't even go buy me a car for brand new cash money no more without them calling the IRS. So what's up?
Exactly. I can't even get stupid high without them calling the goddamn IRS.
Southern Smoke, speakers up.
I repeat,
turn your speakers up. DJ Small has now entered your speaker system. Light up those blunts and get ready to inhale that Southern Smoke.
I'm full of kush. I'm stupid high, stupid high. I pop the roll, pop the roll. I'm stupid high, stupid high. Full of Patron,
full of Patron.
I'm stupid draw, stupid draw. I sip that purple, sip that purple. I'm stupid slow, stupid slow. I'm full of kush. I pop the roll, pop the roll. I'm stupid high, stupid high. Full of Patron,
full of Patron.
I'm stupid draw. I sip that purple, sip that purple. I'm stupid slow.
Southern Smoke.
I'm hanging out with Lil White, so you know it's a party night. Drinking that vodka and popping rolls. Hope this nigga don't start a fight. Bring them white girls over to me. Two twin girls, it's plain to see that they smoke that purple kush and they sip that purple tea. Eyes real tight like Jackie Chan. Styrofoam cup tight in my hand. Just cause we from Tennessee, we get drunk off Jackie Dan. Hot in the club, might need a fan. Pass me some of that Jaeger, man. I'm trying to get so fucking high, I might leave in an ambulance. Keep on going, keep rolling. Blood in my mouth, I'm smoking. Girls taking off their clothes. Silicone titties are showing. Dancing on the bowling. I wanna stick my pole in. Way they twerk that ass, man. Now they think be frozen.
I'm full of cooch. I'm stupid high, stupid high. I pop the roll.
Taking over this bitch 2013. Fuck y'all haters.
That's what's up. Fuck the haters. They said they acting stupid. The haters acting stupid. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
All y'all basic bitches, I'm going to send Trapper John at y'all, and all y'all basic niggas, I'm going to make soup. Oh, Lady Libra sit on y'all faces, you stupid motherfuckers.
I only sit on super niggas' faces because that stupid shit is contagious. I made my pussy stupid.
Hey. That's
hey, Trapper John, what's the most stupid you ever seen a nigga do to get some pussy?
Oh, the stupidest shit I done seen a nigga do to get some pussy. Pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's shit.
Bottom line.
That's the stupidest shit I ever seen a nigga do. But,
bottom line.
You know, I'm going to tell
America, all y'all basic niggas, listen, man, look. All y'all basic ass niggas, listen, look. If y'all want to be able to have some game about yourself, man, step your game up, man. I mean, when I say step your game up, I don't mean fucking flashing loot. Nah, that's bullshit. That shit's so washed up and played out, man. They was doing that shit back in the 70s, folks. Look, this 2013. Step your motherfucking game up. Read a book. Educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Have some common sense.
Stupid.
When you open your mouth to a lady, know how to speak. Okay, if she a ratchet chick, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs some love. You dig? Don't open your mouth up and just prove you a stupid nigga. Go get you some education about yourself, and then when you open your mouth, you know what I'm saying, have some shit to say. Because all that basic-ass bullshit y'all was doing in the past, man, that shit done dried up, folks. You know what I'm saying? I'm dumping ashes on y'all niggas.
But I want to say something right quick. Because I personally, being the lady that I am, I don't like flashy men. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that's flashing. Because that's what I always get. Niggas always coming up to me, no conversation, no intellect, just stupid as fuck. And don't know how to talk to a lady. You don't know how to fucking dress. You don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? You don't know the things to say. You know, I like charm. I like gentlemen. I don't like motherfucking bullshit. And money does not buy me. Money can't buy me because I make my own. So don't come at me with all that flashy shit, that arrogant-ass shit, because you own a few restaurants or you own a few businesses. I can give a flying flip about what you own. I'm not trying to get to know you because of what you motherfucking own, unless you want to do business and you want to do an investment and yield a return. But if you're trying to get my heart, motherfucker, money cannot buy me. I'm not for sale. That's what them stupid bitches have made y'all think. The bigger y'all wallet, the more
so,
women you can have. No, that's stupid.
The bigger your dick, the more women you can have.
Y'all buying this bad pussy. That's what's wrong with you. You stupid, and you buying bad pussy. Because you know what? Love don't cost thing. And it's stupid of you to think you can get it by buying it or by bribery. That's why when y'all get your income tax money, you're trying to buy your baby daddies and shit, and that shit ain't working. That's stupid shit. Get your super nigga, and then you'll see how it is, how it feels to be treated like a lady.
Well, cause I'm a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's the worst bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. My mother, she's a bitch on Tuesday, she's a bitch on Wednesday, she's Saturday, she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, come here, I'm a bitch. Have you ever met my petty cause mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair, she's a bitch.
Mama, just hide in one, and then you want to go up with the sun.
You live in that bad, 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 bad,
goes out to all the stupid bitches. All right, y'all know what to do, man. It's Shot Talk Radio 917-889-8677. We going stupid, just doing some stupid shit. And, you know, it's time to cease and desist with all the stupidness. You know what I'm saying? All the fuckery. You understand? It's time to cease and desist. Yeah, I already know what to do, man. It's 2013. It's time for a new scene, a new slate. So everybody just, you know what I'm saying, lace your shoes up. Get ready for the race. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for the run. Don't be in last place. You understand? Another fact, you know what I'm saying, just leave the finish line. Just leave the starting line. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? When you hit a guns bust, just take off. Fuck it. Take off. Yeah, I already know what to do, man. It's going down right here at Hot Talk Radio all year long, man. Make sure y'all log on, man. Holler at your boy, DJ Chopper John, man. Google me. Get at me, man. Facebook me. Y'all already know Go Campaign. Make sure y'all know about the Go Campaign, man. It's out there, man. They campaign for all the artists, indie artists and shit like that. So make sure y'all holler at the Go Campaign. Google them, Facebook them, join the group, all that good stuff, man. They got shows and all kind of other good stuff for you guys, man. Get at me at DJ Trapper John. Swallow me at DJ Trapper John. Y'all already know what to do on that Twitter, man. It's official. We going stupid for the rest of the year.
For these motherfucking artists think that this shit is not a business. It is so stupid for them to think that they're going to call, keep on harassing me by somebody's background is stupid right now. But I'm finna speak something real clear because the reason why I had to fall back, you know what I'm saying, let y'all do that because I'm really not into music. I do television. I'm a personality. I do shit like that. But just so happen, I use radio as my means for broadcasting. But for some reason, somebody got my pussy fucked up and got this shit all crossed up and confused with their stupid asses and think that this is not a fucking business. Keep on harassing by spending shit, but you ain't offering to do shit. I don't owe nobody a goddamn thing, number one. Number two, y'all so stupid you think you're going to hop on the Go Campaign, you think somebody owe you something, and then when somebody tell you, we're going to make a move, we got to put gas in this bitch, so it's going to cost a move, you got attitudes, you're mad, y'all got this shit fucked up. Y'all ain't really serious about this shit, y'all playing. Y'all stupid, because you think this shit is for free. Ain't nobody going to press on no CDs for your ass for free. Ain't nobody going to do no motherfucking graphics for no albums for your ass for free. You stupid if you think this is not a fucking business. So you know what? Dismiss me with that stupid shit.
Yeah.
Two stupid twos. Go ahead, goddammit. Bust them upside the head. Sit on them niggas' faces.
Thank you, somebody. Just because somebody got a means to help you, that means this will be free. Ain't shit in life for motherfucking free. Hell, it take lights to cut the goddamn light on. It take the internet to power this shit up. What the fuck? Ain't nothing in this motherfucking shit for free. All this shit is a business. The life and the gas and the water is a business to run a household. So what the fuck make you think it ain't no business to get your ass on the move or to get you to the next level or to get your ass some exposure? You're stupid. Somebody come at me with that bullshit. I ain't stunning none of y'all motherfucking ass. Y'all gonna piss the right bitch off on the wrong year. In the wrong year.
Two and one goddamn free.
You wanna come on here for free, but you ain't cutting off. This blog talk gonna do this. This shit ain't free. This shit is not fucking free. It takes motherfucking energy. It takes effort to sit out and do this shit and entertain y'all. This shit, I don't do this shit for fun. I do it for fun. F-U-N-D-S. Shout out to those super bitches, the peace and now. P-N-C. I like that one. We don't do this shit for fun. We ain't punching bitches out for nothing. We do this shit for a check.
And you know this. And you know
this.
Man.
It's all stupid asses. Too fucking ignorant for me. I can't stand ignorant people. And what's stupid is for a bitch to go around having babies with a stupid ass nigga. What the fuck did you expect? The nigga is stupid. And then when the children come back school at the stupid, you surprised. Come on now. Some shit should be just calm and damn sense. Ladies, do your homework on these niggas before you start letting them nut all up in you. See, they got an intellect going on. That shit is embedded in their gene code. If they stupid and you stupid, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a stupid child. Then you sit out at the doctor's office blaming each other. That's an inside joke. He found his toy.
Oh, no, that was that nigga at the doctor. He was burning.
You think that was wrong with it?
That was wrong with a stupid ass. Hey, y'all know what to do, man. Don't be stupid this year, man. Let's wisen up. Let's do some smart things, man. Let's wrap it up. Let's do, you know what I'm saying, the responsible thing. Hey, y'all already know what it is, man. Sex, money, violence, and drugs is the way to go. But you got to do it smart.
Man,
you
got to
have sex smart. You got to do drugs smart. You know what I'm saying? You can't overdo drugs, you know what I'm saying? That's like really, what's really stupid is motherfuckers be taking these new ass drugs that they don't know what the fuck is in it.
They don't know what they're gonna do, but how about they here though? Why do you pop Molly and you ain't got no bar with you? Why do you pop Molly and with your man? I don't get that.
I'm saying, that shit ain't nothing but ice. That shit ain't nothing but speed.
To me, honestly, that's not gangster. Stop being stupid. Stop getting high on your own supply. They get money.
Exactly. And if you ain't with no bitch, ain't no need to even got down, you know what I'm saying? Even go to that low.
Hey, look, dog, if grown men do it right here. Grown men have their business. Then as they have their business, they count their money. As they count their money, then fuck it, it's time to go play. And it just so happened that if another grown woman done handled her business that day, then came counting her money, then calling some of her super bitches, shit, they might want to link up and do some shit.
That's what's up. Link up and do some shit. After they done counted their money, it's time for the honey. That's what's
everybody
up.
And then look, that's why I tell folks this right here, fall. These folks don't understand, fall. Back in the day, even when the mob, dog, as long as everybody was eating good, as long as everybody was happy, dog, it wasn't nobody dying. Then nobody started dying until the money got fucked up.
Nah, you ain't said nothing then, but when the money gets fucked up, motherfuckers get stupid.
Everybody, okay, look, dog, it can't like this right here. If you're going to be in the music game at some point in time, if you the hottest motherfucker out, you're going to have to link up with the next hottest motherfucker out so y'all can go to the next level. Because if y'all don't, it's two more motherfuckers behind y'all ready to take y'all place because y'all going to fuck up.
Exactly. You gotta boost each other. My enemy's enemy is my friend. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't stopping with me, cause he gonna keep me on my goddamn toes. Cause I ain't gonna want to bring no red brick with this nigga. Cause shit, I'm gonna want to play off the stunt too. Shit, you feel me?
Oh, top. Y'all know what to do, man. Hot Talk Radio. 917-889-8677 is the call-in number, man. Call us. Let us know how stupid you getting. What's the stupidest shit you done seen? What's the stupidest shit you done? I know you got a stupid-ass friend. Everybody got one. Everybody got
some
one
of these
stupid
people
friend.
Are just so stupid. They're just so stupid. Talk about the big missile.
Michael. Car European as fuck. My nigga James on parole, got a pee in the cup. He be smoking on them roaches, ain't no weed in the blunt, and he just called another case. I hope he beat it because I was just talking to his mama the other day, and she told me that she be praying for us, but we be living unholy. Stay sippin', stay poppin' that gold shit. Straight Chris, I'm rappin', I'm rollin'. It's eight bitches, I'm mackin', I'm hopin'. My weed man sell more weed than he smokin'. Rollin' up an ounce on the iPad 3. I'm an ocean to a puddle, you are not that deep. You ain't talking about the paper, then I'm not gon' speak. Looking like the town mayor walking down my street. I'm on Keith Sweat, going Bobby in the 650. Off the Molly and the Cushman to get trippy. Pretty penny on the boots, bitch. The hard liquor with the juices. she ain't fucking in deuces. Goddamn, so stupid. Goddamn, so stupid. Goddamn, so stupid. Try to top ride, no top where the roof is. Goddamn, so stupid.
They told me take it there. I accept the offer. Your closed sessions just to show them what I had to offer. I see these niggas mad, I'm stacking like CJ Walker. These girls just wanna have fun like Cindy Lauper. I'm painting pictures to come and get you a portrait. They married me to the cash, don't ever plan to divorce it. I'm riding with Mikey Rocks now. Tight as new corsets, blue Porsches with the white stripe. Call it Blue Orca, get your facts right. Hit it, then I'm skating like a half pipe. And bitches getting left if them bitches don't act right. MacBook flick, which is the backlight. It's me and Sir Michael on the rocks like Jordan on the crack pipe. Deuces, heard you got some hoes with you, introduce, I'm a nuisance, they know I go stupid, see me bumping Shaka Khan in the rain like Rufus,
pretty penny on the boost, bitch, the hard liquor with the juices, if she ain't fucking then deuces, goddamn, so stupid, goddamn, so stupid.
Y'all, stupid is, stupid does. That's what's happening. 917-889-8677. It's Hot Talk Radio, man. It's official, man. It's going down right 10, man. What the fuck? It's getting alley, man. It's getting real alley around here, man. We already know, man. When things get stupid, man, things happen. When people do stupid
what
shit, stupid shit happens.
What does stupid does mean? What does that mean, Chopper John?
I mean, stupid motherfuckers do stupid shit. That's what that mean. You know what I'm saying? Stupid is stupid does. I mean, if you stupid, you gonna do stupid shit.
What's the most stupid shit you ever seen a bitch do to get a man?
Oh shit, man. I mean, I don't know if it was stupid or not, cause the shit worked. I'm saying so. I mean. I don't know. I seen a bitch beat a nigga up, and then all of a sudden the nigga was the bitch man. You know what I'm saying?
He beat the nigga up?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He owned him up, basically, and just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You gonna be my nigga. And that shit, and the nigga
but
shit.
He did under the
wrist. Yeah, he did it under the wrist, but the shit worked. I don't know if that was stupid or not. Now, I guess not on her part.
Damn. So, which one of your bitches did you like that job, John?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. She know who she is. Yeah. No, don't make me get stupid on him.
That was a given.
Yeah, don't make me get stupid. Shout out to her, though.
What's up, world? Stop playing with the switchboard before you fuck around and hit some stupid shit that don't even match, man. You're going to be looking stupid. Yeah, y'all, get me on the switchboard tonight. I'm sure y'all can tell. I'm sure y'all can tell by how unorganized and stupid it is tonight if it is DJ Trapper John on the ones and twos tonight. You know what I'm saying?
My bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's the worst bitch, she's a bitch too. All the boys and girls.
Stop that shit.
Okay. Alright.
Y'all, are you still in the building?
Hello? Nah, he fucking with Dick and Dime Bad. You know what I'm saying? I told you, he said they were pulling up and shit. You know, Dick and Dime Bad passed the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Reverend Getlow.
Dick and Dime Bad is pulled up, and the smoke alarm and fire trucks are pulling up. I'll get back to you. Hold on.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
Yeah. Cause I need to go meet Dick and Dime Bag now, man. So I'm gonna make me a quick exit. Hey yo, peace, love, ghetto grease, happiness, all that good shit, man. It's your boy DJ Trevor John, man. Fuck with me on the flip side, shawty.
Oh
yeah, I'm about to
She's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's the worst bitch, she's a bitch who all the boys don't care. My money, she's a bitch on Tuesday.
Peace out.
I'm trying to figure out when the fuck you started closing the show out without the exit, motherfucker. You been doing too much stupid shit. What's up, world? I'm back. On that note, make sure y'all follow Hot Talk Radio at Hot Talk 2010. Follow me on Facebook at Lady Libra Hell. That's LadyLibra space Hell. I don't understand how these motherfuckers gonna go and smoke. Only on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday it gets alley like that. You know what I'm saying? Only. You know, just stupid. I mean, for real.
I'm wasting now. Hey, wanna surf the